Riders, strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Both Director Ray and Merrick Garland have sat there and testified, no, we don't retaliate against whistleblowers. So you followed whistleblower statute protection information regulations through the FBI.
Yes.
And you did that to your supervisors.
Three levels of supervisors.
And the response to that was losing your security clearance, shutting you out, losing your job, taking away your pay.
That's correct.
The leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland are corrupt.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What have you heard?
What have I heard about what?
About your return. How have they felt about your return?
No, I haven't been gone. I've been voting. Please, either know or don't know.
You're going to stop living alone right now.
I'm not going to that nursing home.
Green Grove is a retirement community, and it's more like a hotel at Captain Teeb's.
Who's he?
Captain owns luxury hotels or something, I don't know.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Always great to be here in the live free or die state. It's always a pleasure, and we're having a great time here this afternoon. This is a great spot, the Fun Spot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire, in the Lakes region. And if you, we're going to be here for another hour, so if you're just getting off work and you're listening to us on WEMJ or one of the other Benny Media radio stations in the area, just give us come on by and say hello, and check us out. With me is Caroline Levitt, candidate in 2022. Give Caroline a hand.
Thank you, guys. I love the Lakes region. It's so beautiful. You guys are blessed to live up here, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, it's very nice. You know, I'm more of a seacoast guy, but it's really
you see how
nice the lakes are when you're up here.
We do.
And is it too early for the mosquitoes to be coming in that you need anti-aircraft batteries to fight them off with? The black flies. Yeah. I was thinking, wow, this is a nice little view we've got here. But then I think, what must it be like when the mosquitoes come in?
The ticks. That's another thing.
Yeah. Roscoe has been introduced to ticks already.
Uh-oh.
In his first 2 weeks. Yeah, we have to check his ears now all the time. Anyway, it's come on down if you're in the area and stop on by at the Fun Spot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. And now it's time for the Chump Line.
High school, I was captain of the varsity ski ball team. We qualified for finals at Fun Spot, but when my father got home from the coal mine, he said, "Honey, I can't afford the tokens. I'm so ashamed." But then I beat up Corn Pop and took his lunch money for tokens. And son of a gun, we won the National Ski Ball Championship. And I got to go to the White House and meet President Van Buren. Not a joke.
Van Buren.
That was a good one. That was a good one. By the way, Lakes Region visiting nurses are represented here today. They came out, and it's just great. Everybody,
awesome.
Thanks.
Joe Biden said he used to be a pinball wizard.
Joe Biden is so old, he remembers when the pinball machines had seven balls.
Joe Biden doesn't have the coordination to play pinball these days. Did you guys see he fell down the stairs again in Japan? Almost took a tumble today.
And he wasn't even confused by an umbrella.
Yep.
Yesterday, the problem was an umbrella. Today, it was just putting
the stairs.
One foot in front of each in front of another. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com. when you put in code Howie.
Sam, non-binary Britain got pinched. I think he really liked it.
Yeah, I read one story. It said, you know, he insists on being using plural pronouns, right? Plural pronouns. So it said, they was arrested. by police. They was arrested. I mean, come on. I mean, how much more of this nonsense do we have to have? Did you see what happened in Foggy Bottom? The State Department, they had a pronoun problem with the computers. Apparently, they've just started. They were randomly issuing, if you hadn't put it in, what your pronouns were. They were just throwing them in, so you just type in, and you suddenly see your name pop up with just random selection of pronouns. This is what they had a story about it, and one of the this is the way the government operates now. Here it is. Biden State Department slaps pronouns on emails and misgenders staff. They called it a pronoun glitch. Did you ever think you'd see those two words used together, a pronoun glitch? But my favorite quote is, "This is distracting from the work we're actually supposed to be doing," one source told the Free Beacon. A lot of people here have been triggered today. They were triggered by the pronoun glitch. Are they seeking closure? Are they seeking therapy for their PTSD from the pronoun glitch?
I have a friend of mine who works for a big company. She said the walls are closing in. She's one of the only employees left that in the email chat doesn't have her pronoun. And I said, you better not cave. I will unfriend you in 2 seconds if you put your dang pronouns in your email.
She's going to be hunted down by the diversity, equity, and inclusion police,
office
though.
Of their company, yeah, probably. They don't make us do that at the Howie Carr Radio Network. No pronouns in our emails.
No, we all have the same pronoun. You.
Adam Schiff's got a head like a stop sign.
I never thought about that, but there... I think he's on to something, that guy.
Rachel Rollins found out the hard way that Democrats can get away with almost anything.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. I mean, I would have bet anything that she would have been able to get away with it. But it was just...
Yeah.
The one thing I'm still amazed at, and I think a lot of people have commented on social media... It's not all the texts, the hundreds of texts that she did, but she's talking to this guy, Ricky Ricardo Arroyo, and he's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, but she's trying to give him advice. One time she talks to him on the cell phone for an hour and 51 minutes. An hour and 51 minutes. I'm not sure I talked to everybody in my life for a week. For a week, for an hour and 51 minutes.
They're so concerned about DeFi's ability to function, and yet John Fetterman has a similar dysfunction. But he's a useful idiot, while she's a useless idiot. So she gets thrown under the bus without compunction.
Makes a point.
You know, he made a statement yesterday, and, you know, if you heard anybody else making the statement, you'd say, wow, throw a net over this guy. But, you know, with him, you listen to it, and it sounds like he's actually almost coherent. Did you hear that, Caroline?
Fetterman? Coherent?
I'm telling you. It was on my cut sheet yesterday, and they said he almost sounds coherent. That's what it said. So, of course, I wasn't interested in playing it. What the hell?
President Biden needs to consider using the 14th Amendment if necessary. The entire GOP debt ceiling negotiation is a sad charade. And that's exactly what's wrong in Washington. We're playing with the livelihoods of millions just so the GOP can just turn the screws against hungry Americans.
Hungry Americans. That's coherence to you?
Well,
what kind of standards are you operating on,
with
Howie?
With Fetterman, you grade on a scale, okay?
And that scale is... tipping very far over. What bothers me the most is not his incoherence, but his attire. Just because he's depressed doesn't mean he can't put on a suit.
The Eagles.
Right?
Are better.
He's in a press
than
conference.
The Eagles.
A Carhartt sweatshirt on. I'm like, somebody dress this guy, at least from the top up.
heard Eric Adams so frustrated with all the undocumented Democrats showing up in his city, finally stuck his head out of his ivory tower to shout down at one of them, "Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt the elderberries." In other news, I hear Dianne Feinstein is looking forward to debating John Fetterman to see which one of them will replace Brandon as the new mind of the Democrat Party.
I thought they were all going on Jeopardy together. Celebrity Jeopardy. We just keep thinking, who should be? Should there be four of them on Celebrity Jeopardy? Feinstein, Fetterman, Biden, and then the fourth one, just to add the extra chair, Kamala Harris.
Or how about Family Feud, Democrat leadership versus Republican leadership? With Howie Carr as the host.
What? What'd you say, Brandon?
Once they put my name on the New Hampshire primary ballot and change my depends, I'll be the first mainstream octogenarian presidential candidate who is inarticulate and clean.
Clean.
See, he said that Obama was the first black candidate who was clean and articulate. And Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson going, "We're not clean? Is that what he's saying?" Yes, that's what he was saying, reverends.
Got Bud Light you can't get rid of? Call 1-800-WOKE-WIZ. We'll haul that woke whiz away.
Have you seen the rebates that they're offering in some of these places? Yeah, it's case of Bud Light, $18.49. Rebate, $15. So it's $3.49 a case. It's under a buck a six-pack. And I guess they still can't give it away.
They can't give it away.
Hey, Howie, I just wanted to tell you, I really trust Janet Yellen because her picture's on the $1 bills.
That's a good one.
Think about it. It does. Has anyone ever seen George Washington and Janet Yellen in the same room?
Lovey, did you hear that deplorable Genghis Car is at Funsmart? They have games there that spit out tickets that can be redeemed for candy and toys. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I demand they do the environmentally responsible thing and get rid of the candy and toys, and instead give the children what they want for prizes. Carbon credits. Isn't that right, Greta?
We will not let you get away with this. How dare you?
Carbon credits.
I looked at the Weather Channel today. I want to see what the temperature was before I took Roscoe out for the morning walk. And it said, coolest summer coming since 2017. And I thought to myself, the world is ending! The world is ending! It's global warming!
That's why they changed it from global warming to climate change. Because it kept getting colder. Winters are getting longer. I don't know about you guys, but it was a long winter. Can't say that anymore.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. weekday afternoons. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line number, that's it, 844-500-4242. And if you didn't hear your message and you'd like to hear a second chump line of the day, we have one with the messages we didn't play just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is put together and posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. And you can get Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's chump line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Once they put my name on the New Hampshire primary ballot and change my depends, I'll be the first mainstream octogenarian presidential candidate who is inarticulate and clean.
going to be on the ballot? Do you think his name's going to be on the ballot, Caroline?
I think his team really misplayed this. And the New Hampshire Democrat Party chair, he's not cutting him any slack. Ray Buckley, who's a total hack, has said Biden played this wrong. So we'll see. It's interesting.
Yeah. And so is the Secretary of State.
Yes.
It's up to him. He can decide whether he wants to be on the ballot or not. Builders, contractors, and real estate owners, as recession fears ramp up, arm yourself with the protection of a J.J. Manning accelerated auction sale. Do you need a hard sale date and a defined marketing timeline? Then J.J. Manning Auctioneers can help. Financial analysts are overwhelmingly predicting a recession in the Northeast economy beginning in quarter three or quarter four of 2023. Interest rates continue to rise and some banks have even lost their footing. This prediction means banks will now begin tightening their belts with commercial loans. Unsold new construction or even partially developed projects are at risk of losing funding. J.J. Manning's program allows you to tell your lender when the sale will occur and, more importantly, when they will get their money. Don't lose out on cashing out the equity buried in your real estate. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. The auction becomes your appraisal and allows you to sell under your terms. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free, the deal is all cash, the closing takes place 30 days from the auction, and best of all, the buyer pays all commissions. To learn more on how to get your commercial property, home, multifamily, or land sold quickly for cash, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what should happen to Rachel Rollins' co-conspirator, Ricky Ricardo Arroyo? Should he be expelled from the city council, disbarred as a lawyer, both expelled and disbarred, or nothing? He's a Democrat and he's great.
I'm voting for disbarred and expelled.
82% say disbarred and expelled. 9% say nothing should happen to him.
917 was just at a Total Wine in Stuart, Florida. That's just north of where I am. Lots of Bud Light on the shelf with a big sale sign. 508, Bud Light couldn't get their market share back if they handed out a box of ammo with every six-pack. And 413 says, one place had a case of Bud Light for 1998 with a $20 rebate sticker on the case, and they still couldn't get rid of it. Yeah, I think this is really a case study for the Harvard Business School and every other business school, how to all those great ad campaigns, you know, Spuds McKenzie, Dilly Dilly, all of them, they built up the brand, they shouldered Miller Lite aside, shouldered the King of Beers aside, and then they just threw it all away with just one little. One can. They claim it's one can, anyway.
They knew it would be one can that made its way around the world, right?
Yes.
Giving it to a social media.
It's the beer that made Milwaukee famous, now the can that made Bud Light infamous. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody, here at the Fun Spot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. All right, we are joined now by the guy who had the amazing hearing yesterday in D.C., Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he's running this subcommittee on weaponization. And, you know, Congressman Jordan, that was a hell of a hearing yesterday, and I can't believe the guy, O'Boyle. Why don't you tell people who didn't hear this, what happened to O'Boyle with the way that he's a combat vet and he has four kids and he's an FBI agent. Yeah. Tell him what happened to him.
101st Airborne, served our country, wore the uniform of our country, local police officer, then had a distinguished career in the FBI, was selected for this new unit while they're transferring him to this new unit from Kansas to Quantico, Virginia. He had come forward and told us about things going on relative to the school board's issue, targeting of parents, relative to some other things going on at the FBI. He had come to Congress as a whistleblower, following the law. After first going through his chain of command, he'd come to Congress to tell us about this, and they retaliated against him on the day he arrived in Virginia with his wife and four children, including a two-week-old newborn. They tell him, your clearance has been suspended. You will be without pay, be without health insurance. And just to further try to crush this guy, they said, we're not even going to let you get your belongings out of storage that were sent ahead to Virginia. His clothes, his children's clothes, his children's winter coat. That's what happened to Garrett O'Boyle. That's how bad it's become at the Justice Department.
That's just not the way you treat anybody, you know, especially somebody who's got a, pretty much of a stellar record. And then they're trying to create apparently a conspiracy in so many things, whether it's Russian collusion hoax or what happened on January 6th. And if you say, I think you're creating a conspiracy, some of those guys who testified said they were accused of being conspiracy theorists for speaking against the conspiracies that were being created on the seventh floor.
Yeah, for just one guy, Marcus Allen, who's his clearance has been suspended for now 450 days, that he's been functioning without pay. 20 years he's held a security clearance until they suspended it. He, too, served in our military. He, too, received commendations and awards for his service to our country. And he was an analyst. He compiles data, open source data, gets all sides of the information, gets it to the case agents who are working a case. They didn't like what he was sending. They said, they accused him. And the other two whistleblowers, the other two agents who came in front of us yesterday, they accused them all they questioned their allegiance to America. Think about that. So this is how, and Howie, I don't think it's any accident that we think about what we've learned in the last 4 days. We learned about those whistleblowers that we've been talking about. We learned that up here in Boston, your U.S. attorney was engaged in all kinds of crazy things. Someone that every single Republican in the Senate voted not to confirm, but the Democrats confirmed. And then, of course, we got the Durham report. And the key line in the Durham report was the FBI failed in its fundamental mission of fidelity to the law. They didn't follow the law in the whole Trump, Russia, baloney, that whole hoax that they put together.
Yeah, you know, getting back to your hearing, it's one thing, you know, when you see a report, an FBI report directing agents to go out into a parking lot at a school board meeting and take down license plate numbers. But when you actually have some agent who can tell you that he was assigned to it and he got that assignment, I mean, it just puts it in a much more direct, understandable light. It was amazing.
Federal law enforcement showing up at a local school board meeting. Mr. Friend was one of those agents who was told to go there, take down license plates of people associating with someone they're looking into. But here was the irony of it all. Mr. Friend had been to that same location before because his kids went to that school. He actually went to that school board meeting as a parent, not as an FBI agent. But then later goes back to some other meeting. That you talk about, like, scary stuff going on in our government.
You know, and I think you played the tape of the George Hill. He was an analyst, another military vet. He was from Boston. I interviewed him a couple of months ago for a column, and we had him on the air. And I mean, he, the Boston office, again, not an office that has covered itself in glory over the generations. Strzok and so many others came out of the Boston office, but they were told that they had to run down everybody who got on a bus to go down to January 6th, and the FBI office in Boston just flat out refused to do it because there was no probable cause for that. You get on a bus the feds are coming after you. I mean, it's really chilling.
Yeah, no probable cause, no predicate, no evidence whatsoever to investigate some people. And to their credit, the Boston office says, no, we're not doing it. If you got some evidence you want to get us, in fact, that were inside the Capitol like you did for two of the people on the bus, not the other 138. If you got that kind of evidence, give it to us. And George Hill's testimony was, and this was played in our hearing yesterday, his testimony was, well, we can't really show that to you because it might show that we had undercover sources or confidential human sources there in the Capitol, which is kind of chilling in and of itself, because that seems to contradict, and this is what one of our colleagues pointed out in the hearing, that seems to contradict something that Chris Wray has testified to in Congress. So, again, another concern, but to the Boston field office's credit, they didn't investigate those people because there was no probable cause.
Yeah, and George Hill, when he talked to me, I'm sure he talked to you about it as well. He said that Bank of America just voluntarily turned over the credit card records of these people. I mean, it's one. I understand you have to comply with a subpoena, right, under penalty, but to just to volunteer to be part of the deep state, and I believe at least one of the phone companies did the same thing, right?
Yeah,
are you going to go after that? Are you going to bring in Moynihan? He's from Boston. He lives in the same town I do, as a matter of fact. I mean, you should bring him in and ask him, why did you voluntarily give up your customers' private records when there was no probable cause?
Right, and just any credit card, debit card purchase, no subpoena, no compelling them to do so. Everything we've learned from our investigation is they, as you indicated, how they just volunteered to do it. And we also, according to George Hill's testimony, there was also data about any gun purchase people may have made at any time, not just January 5th, 6th, or 7th, which was the limitation put on the credit card or debit card purchases in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, but also at any time had they used the Bank of America card to purchase a firearm, which is someone's Second Amendment liberty right there.
And so I guess... And a red flag was all, according to George Hill, what he told me, and I'm sure he told you the same thing, a red flag was if you got on a flight to D.C. between January 5th and January 7th. So think about that. You got a kid who gets sick, or you got a parent living in the Beltway, and you have to suddenly get on a plane, or you got business down there. All of a sudden, you're a person of interest. You're being flagged by the largest government in the world.
And the FBI may show up at your door, which is always a major experience in someone's life. If someone from the FBI shows up at your door, knocks on your door, and says, "I want to ask you a few questions," I mean, suddenly you're in the position: do I just answer because I didn't do anything wrong? Do I call my lawyer first? What do I do? I mean, That is just a chilling, that's just a tough experience for so many people, and yet that's what Americans have been subjected to simply because you had a major corporation in this country decide we're going to give up their privacy information, their debit card, credit card purchases, and if they bought a gun, we're going to get that information overlaid on it as well. That is not how this great country is supposed to work. The greatest country ever where we have a constitution, a bill of rights, and a First Amendment, Second Amendment, that is not how it's supposed to work.
But what do you do? I mean, you know, I rail against the FBI. We all rail against it. We want to get rid of it. But you don't have the votes. You're not going to get rid of it. And Biden's already trying to make it an issue of 2024 that some Republican congressmen and senators are talking about getting rid of the FBI. What are you going to do about this?
Well, we're not going to get rid of it. But the only power you have, everything always comes down to the money. And, you know, the founders in their wisdom, when they started this great country, they said there's three separate and equal branches of government. But if there's one branch that's supposed to be a little more equal, it should be the legislative branch, because that's the branch that has the power of the purse, the power to tax, the power to spend. That is That is a, and they put that power in the body closest to the people, the House of Representatives, where every bill has to originate that deals with taxing or spending, has to start in the House of Representatives, because that's the body most accountable to the people, because every 2 years, the people get a chance to throw us out. And that keeps you accountable. So we have to use that authority, use that power, and say, look, we're not going to let you use money for certain things. We may have to reduce the amount of money going here. But here, the FBI, think about this one. The FBI wants a new headquarters, like a $500 million, like a new headquarters. They got this huge construction budget. No way. No way is that happening. So there's, that's the power that we have, because, as you point out, we can't prosecute or indict anyone.
Do any Democrats privately say to you, we just have to go out and make asses out of ourselves at these hearings? You know, like, for instance, Steve Lynch. He was involved directly in the whole Whitey Bulger scandal. I mean, he knew what was going on. He saw how bad the corruption was. Yet yesterday, he was as bad as Linda Sanchez.
Yeah, I thought there were some moments that weren't the best for the other side. But you know, the best part of what makes a good hearing, what makes for a good hearing is when you have witnesses who are good people, the poise, the demeanor, the genuine nature, the honesty from those individuals. You could see it, you could feel it. They didn't get rattled. They just gave the facts, gave the truth, and they're great Americans who have served our country. And for them to have to endure what they did, both from the FBI and from Democrats on the committee, is simply not fair.
Okay, I know you're going to be up here tomorrow, and I know you want to promote it, but I just want to tell you, I watch out who you're going to be with tomorrow. I'm telling you, there's a lot of infighting. I don't know how much you know about it, but this guy you're going to, whose barn you're going to, he's got all kinds of investigations spiraling around him. He's being sued by the U.S. Postal Service. He said publicly that Republicans are a bigger problem in Massachusetts than Democrats. He's suing at least three Republicans, no Democrats. He's lost dozens and dozens of safe Republican seats and offices. And he put the party way in debt. He's a problem. By the way, he didn't support Trump in 2016. He supported Ted Cruz. And Rick Green supported John Kasich, and now Rick Green is supporting Ron DeSantis. And I know you're a big Trump guy. I'm just trying to fill you in on this before you come in.
I didn't know that stuff, but I do know this. I'm 100% for President Trump.
Excuse me?
He said he's 100%.
I didn't know what you just described there, Howie, but I do know this. I'm 100% for President Trump. He's the kind of guy we need back in the White House. That's for darn sure.
Okay. And let me guess, I'm guessing, Jim, that back in 1984, when Ronald Reagan was running for president, you were a Republican, correct?
Well, I voted for Reagan. That's the first presidential race I voted in. I was in college and voted for President Reagan. That's when my dad was a union worker, but after Jimmy Carter, he said enough of this, he became a Republican with Ronald Reagan.
All right. Jim Lyons that year was a Democrat candidate for the state Senate when Ronald Reagan was running at the top of the ticket. I'm leaving you with this stuff, Jim. I just want you to know all this stuff. I want you to go in with your eyes open. But I appreciate you being with us, and I'm with you 100% on the FBI investigation. Keep going. Thank you. And Jim Jones Lyons is being sued by the UPS. I don't know if I said Postal Service. I thought I said UPS. $70,000 they're looking to get from him. Thank you, Jim Jordan. We appreciate you being with us. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because MyPillow just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me. If you don't like it, you can always return it. With MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee, take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or mypillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what should happen to Rachel Rollins' co-conspirator, Ricky Ricardo Arroyo? Should he be expelled from the city council, disbarred as a lawyer, both expelled and disbarred, or nothing? He's a Democrat and he can get away with anything.
I think he should be both disbarred and expelled from the city council.
82% say disbarred and expelled. 9% say nothing should happen to him whatsoever.
Because he's a swell guy. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So we've had a great time here at the Fun Spot Arcade in Laconia, New Hampshire. We like coming up here every year. Thank you to everybody who comes out. Some people I've seen him several years in a row now.
We had a couple here that drove all the way up from West Virginia to see you, Howie Carr.
And we have Benny Media did a great job getting us on the air, flawless engineering, and we love being on the Benny stations. WEMJ was one of our first stations from day one, and it's great to be here. 844-500-4242.
Howie, we have some folks texting in. They want to know which cell phone companies were giving data over to the feds, and it was the three big ones. Probably everyone in this room has one of them. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, I was thinking when my bank was going out of business a few weeks ago, First Republic, and I had to start moving it around, I was looking, I want to get a big bank. And then, of course, one of them is Bank of America. And I said, there's no way. I mean, Chase, I went to Chase, but and they're not much better. You know, they're super woke. They're being sued because they discriminate against religious people. But I'm not going to put my money and help out a company that does something like that.
I'm ashamed to say I have Bank of America. But these small banks are failing because of Joe Biden's economy. So where do we go? Cash is king, as my father always
says.
No, right?
I agree. I agree. It's really a tough situation, and they've got to do something. I mean, this is really outrageous what the FBI has been doing here, and the whole fact that they don't think that they have to that they pay a price. They don't pay a price. Ray, Christopher Wray, like James Comey, has lied. Mm-hmm. Like Andrew McCabe, the day he was sworn in, he lied to the investigators from the IG's office, who are federal agents, just like Rachel Rollins lied to the agents, you know, about whether she leaked all this stuff to the Herald and the Globe. And, you know, they're talking, oh, should she be prosecuted? Well, you know, if Rachel Rollins is prosecuted and Andrew McCabe isn't prosecuted, then there really is racism in the country, you know? Anyway, Taylor is going to be filling in for the last hour. Caroline, you did a great job.
Go, Taylor.
Give yourselves a great round of applause. Thanks to Benny. Thanks to Dave Lawson and everybody here at Fun Spot Arcade. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.